As you know, I'm from just a little outside of Mobile, Alabama, a town called Fairhope, which has a population of about 3,000 or 4,000. It fluctuates yearly. This year I left, and the population has gone progressively down. It seems that everybody that's ever worked in a drugstore has begun to write poems. You can't get many good sodas in Alabama now, but you can certainly get a lot of bad words. Well, it seemed that I'd been writing poems ever since I was a little kid. And I have a cousin who's in the theater, and from him, I guess I caught the bug because I started reciting my poems outside the theater, which I'll tell you about a little later. One thing led to another, and before you know it, I got to New York and was introduced to a man named Mike Wallace. Well, Mike Wallace kind of asked his staff, "What does this Henry Gibson do?" And my cousin said, "I can't describe it. You got to see him." So he did. And they put me on his show. And I was surprised because the reaction was good and I had been invited back pretty soon. And the next thing you know, I was invited to sing for the New York Philharmonic. Well, that was the surprise of my life. There was Mr. Leonard Bernstein and the man from the Tonight Show, Skitch Henderson, and just all these people in fancy Edwardian clothes, you know. It was a big ball that they had there. So I felt just a little out of place, but I sang for them, and they liked it. And then after that, I went on to the Tonight Show. And the next morning, my mother phoned me on the telephone because she couldn't see the Mike Wallace show. And she said, "Henry, when you told me you were going to be on television, I was sure you were just a bit touched in your head." She said, "But last night when I saw you on there, I couldn't believe my eyes." She said, "Wouldn't you know that Mr. Nixon would have his seventh crisis in the middle of one of your poems?" You see, what happened was, just halfway through a poem, it came on with a big flash with the results of the elections in California, and so that stopped the poem. I didn't know it. I kept talking, as I always do. And then after that, I went on with Jerry Lewis. Well, probably the most exciting thing that happened was last week with Jerry Lewis. We got a telegram from Atlantic City. And it said, "Could we have Henry down here in Atlantic City to read his poems at our nightclub?" And the name of the nightclub was Luigi's Gondola Room. Well, that was a strange experience, but I did it. And 14 hours after leaving New York, I opened there for the first of three shows in one night. And I was scared to death. But I finally got through that night, and by the end of the week, things were working pretty well. But I found out one thing. You had to bring in kind of local humor in a nightclub. So after days of struggling, I thought, well, I'll cook myself up some good local jokes. And you're about to hear the three worst jokes I ever cooked up in my life. The first thing I thought of was saying, "You know, I was just walking down the boardwalk this afternoon. Never have I seen so many bikinis. We got the same thing back home, except we call them bandanas. The men wear them around the neck, and the women wear..." Well, they didn't go for that joke there either. So I thought, maybe I better get even a little more local and talk about the restaurant, you see, Luigi's. And they had a singer there, and everything was Italian, the food. So I thought I'd go into that. And I said, "Gee whiz, the first night I got here, they went out of their way to serve me good Southern food. You know, the first night I arrived, I had zucchini and black-eyed peas. And then just last night, between shows, well, they served me chitlins a la Romano. But the best of all was when the waiter came up to me tonight and gave me a real surprise. It was Hush Puppies Cacciatore." You know, we in Alabama have never heard too much about Atlantic City, but we know a little bit about Philadelphia, and we're very indebted to it for such beautiful national monuments as Grace Kelly and cream cheese. And we've also heard about the great educational strides which have taken place there. It's not so much that we're impressed by the fact that in Philadelphia, nearly everybody reads the bulletin, as much as we're impressed by the fact that in Philadelphia, nearly everybody reads.